This is Dr. Chabir Jishing up and asked people ask for Professor Mario Steven. He did a breast 6-8-1989 because the procedure was follow up endoscopy of the gastric ulcer and duodenal ulcers, which he had about a couple months ago. And this colonoscopy is done, repeat colonoscopy, because last colonoscopy was poor prep, so this colonoscopy was done. Now he's having diarrhea, so this repeat colonoscopy as a follow up of the poor prep. Sedation was given anesthesia by Dr. Nelson. Patient was treated blood pressure, pressure, and blood pressure, and blood pressure, and blood pressure, and colonoscopy, and incomplete colonoscopy, and lymphocyte, and gyroscope, and colonoscopy. Procedure after infarction, and prayer, and patient, patient, and prayer, and scope, and work, and repair. For example, you can link to a positive blood pressure, and blood pressure, and blood pressure. Same patient, duodenum, a pretty mild duodenitis. No evidence for ulcer, looks like duodenal ulcer, which has seen before, has completely resolved. Scope by entry part is now no evidence for ulcer pressure. Entry was no ulcers noted this time. Stomach ulcer, gastric ulcer has been resolved. Just mild duodenitis, and mild gastritis. Biopsy were taken again for low health, with thyroid infection, sazor, bastion, for thyroid, gastrointestinal pressure, strain by junction. Patient has graded esophagitis, but no ulceration. There was such a scope move pressure, patient not complication. Turnaround, patient turnaround, K by jelly, slide rectum, C scope of plates in rectum. Right this time when we advance the scope only to the rectum, put the trace scope in the rectum. A patient starts decompensating and have the laryngeal problem through spasm. So I pull the C scope out. And patient was laryngeal spasm. Patient was recovered from it, and the rest of the workup to help to resolve the laryngeal spasm was aspirin. Physiologist's note: once patient appeared to be resuscitated and he regained his oxygen, and all throughout that time, his vital signs remained stable. Except for a slight pericardia that happened just about the time when he was oxygenating. Patient went to the physiologist, okay to proceed with the colonoscopy. So I reinserted the scope in the rectum. Up to rectal sigma, it was again found to be a poorly inadequately prepped colon. This time I saw, so I decided to discontinue the procedure. I was suspicious, remove pressure, replaced on complication. And patient recovered well after the procedure without any post procedure complication. I followed the patient in the outpatient. I followed the patient in the post op area and discussed the assessment plan with the patient. The patient was awake and with vital signs stable. Finding number one, graded esophagitis. Number two, resolution of gastric ulcers. Number three, resolution of the duodenal ulcers. Number four, gastritis and duodenitis. Number five, incomplete colonoscopy, with again, poorly prepped colon noted. Recommendation. Before the summer, basic preparatory therapy, number two, continue the proton pump inhibitors and carefully and finish until he finishes it. Number four, continue avoiding BC powder. Number five, since the patient had two colonoscopy attempted and both were poorly prepped, so I would recommend the patient have a CT colonogram, a virtual colonoscopy, to better evaluate the colon. Which I discussed in detail with him as the post-op area. I advised to take half a large water, 2 solvents of silica, 5% preparation, H, and so if needed, if they have a flare up. Following 2 weeks in the office, day of procedure was June 25th to 22nd. Day of June 25th to 22nd. Patient told, first of all, thanks.